From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is signing the big health care overhaul bill that's passed the House, and the Senate takes up a package of fixes that already have House approval. NPR's David Wellner reports the fixes are not subject to Republican filibusters.
The revisions to the health care bill are being considered in the Senate under an expedited budget procedure known as reconciliation. What it means is that Republicans won't be able to throw up procedural hurdles that take 60 votes to cross. Democrats don't have the 60-vote majority they had when they passed the health care bill on Christmas Eve. But congressional expert Stephen Smith of Washington University says Republicans could still stymie the corrections bill by objecting to things in it as being out of order.
If they succeed, the Democrats will appeal the ruling, but it takes 60 votes to overrule the ruling of the chair, and that's a pretty high order now that the Democrats have only 59 votes.
Any change in the reconciliation bill would send it back to the House, where it would have to be voted on again. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama is to hold a private meeting today with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the meeting comes after the Obama administration sharply criticized Israel's decision to build new housing in East Jerusalem.
The meeting will be low-key, no cameras and no public statements. Relations between the U.S. and Israel have been strained following Israel's decision to build 1,600 homes for Jewish settlers in East Jerusalem, an area Palestinians claim is their future capital. Prime Minister Netanyahu defended that decision in a speech to AIPAC Monday.
The Jewish people were building Jerusalem 3,000 years ago, and the Jewish people are building Jerusalem today. Jerusalem is not a settlement. It's our capital.
Still, the Obama administration says that decision has undermined its efforts to restart talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Google is trying to get around censoring its internet search functions for Chinese users as the row over internet freedom between the company and the Chinese government escalates.
We're redirecting users in China to our Google services in Hong Kong.
Google spokesman Scott Rubin. But it's not at all clear that Google will win. There are already reports that China is trying to filter or block access to the Hong Kong Google site. And Google executives and employees in Beijing are watching for more signs of how China's leaders will react. One official says Google's decision to automatically direct Chinese users to the Hong Kong site is totally wrong. Google also claims that hackers have been stealing its secrets. This is NPR News. A new study shows that special weight gain counseling for female smokers does not work any better in the long term than standard therapy when the women take medicine to help them stop smoking. We have some details from NPR's Brenda Wilson.
Studies have shown that women smokers who attempt to quit often give up because of concerns about gaining weight. Adding a diet to smoking cessation programs hasn't helped. Psychiatrists at the University of Pittsburgh wanted to see if special weight gain counseling would help women more than standard counseling. The special counseling compared the benefits of not smoking to a modest weight gain and looked at the importance of low weight and an ideal shape. Women in both groups were also given the antidepressant bupropion. Women who were counseled about weight gain did roughly about the same as women who received the standard counseling on smoking cessation. Women who got weight gain therapy and no medication did not fare as well. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
New research confirms that substituting so-called good fat, polyunsaturated fat in vegetable oils, for animal fat in meat, butter, and cheese is better for heart health than eating no fat at all. A new Harvard study monitored people who swapped out half the saturated fat in their diets for unsaturated, and it found their risk of heart disease dropped 10%. The Harvard scientists say that many people have underestimated the advantage of eating polyunsaturated fats. A wide-ranging Democratic plan to tighten regulations on Wall Street is out of the Senate Banking Committee. The party line vote 13-10. Chairman Chris Dodd wrote the bill, which now goes to the full Senate. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.